Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. Things are heating up in the garden, both literally and figuratively this week. A reminder to check and water your garden plants frequently this time of year, especially if you have plants in pots. And you may notice a difference in growing style and growing speed if you have fruits and vegetables that are ripening in your garden, depending on the variety. Sometimes the heat will slow down the ripening, and sometimes it will speed it up. So be sure and be checking any of your garden plants on a regular basis, and be watching yourself when you're outdoors in the garden to make sure that you don't overheat. Take advantage of the cool mornings and cool evenings to do some of your yard and garden work until this heat wave subsides. Something that may be getting ready to harvest in your garden this time of year are garden fresh tomatoes. One of the most popular and commonly grown plants in Iowa, the fruits of most tomato cultivars generally begin to ripen in early to mid-August. Fruit production in early maturing cultivars, such as Early Girl, may begin as early as late July, but then continue throughout the month of August. In general, tomatoes should be allowed to ripen fully on the plant. Pick carefully from the plant when the entire fruit is a uniform color. When ripe, the fruit will be slightly soft to the touch, unlike firm or hard green tomatoes. The fruit of most cultivars is red when fully ripe, however, some specialty varieties may vary. However, in extremely hot weather, a fruit of red-fruited cultivars may often be a yellowish-orange, as the red pigments in tomato fruit don't form well when temperatures are above 90 degrees. So if your tomatoes are beginning to ripen in your garden and you notice them not getting as red as usual, they may still be ready to pick, just not quite as red based on the heat wave that we are having this week. Something else popping up in the garden, herbs and spices are a popular garden accompaniment, especially to tomatoes and peppers, as people like making their own homemade tomato sauces, salsas, and more. A little trivia for you. Do you know the difference between herbs and spices? They are often used interchangeably, and both are obtained from plants. In addition, salt is neither a spice or an herb. It is actually a mineral. Regardless of whether they're herbs or spices, both are used primarily for adding flavor and aroma to food, and both are best used fresh but can be saved for longer periods by drying. Herbs are obtained from the leaves of herbaceous or non-woody plants and are usually used for savory purposes in cooking. Some even have medicinal values. Herbs are often used in larger amounts than spices and originate from temperate climates such as Italy, France, and England. Herb is also a word used to define any herbaceous plant that dies down at the end of the growing season and may not refer to its culinary value at all in some cultures. Spices, on the other hand, are obtained from roots, flowers, fruits, seeds, or bark of the plants. Spices are native to warm tropical climates usually and can be woody or herbaceous. Spices are often more potent and have a stronger flavor. As a result, they're typically used in smaller amounts. Some spices are not only used to add taste, but also as a preservative for some foods. In addition, some plants are both herbs and spices. Example would be the leaves of the coriander sativum plant are the source of cilantro, which is an herb. Coriander spice is derived from the plant's seeds. Another example is dill. The seeds are a spice, while dill weed is an herb derived from the plant's stems and leaves. A few other examples of herbs include thyme, sage, oregano, parsley, marjoram, basil, chives, rosemary, and mint. Again, those are all obtained from the leaves of plants. Common spices obtained from roots, flowers, fruits, seeds, or bark include cinnamon from the bark of the cinnamon tree, ginger root, cloves come from flower buds, saffron comes from the flower of a crocus, nutmegs come from seeds, vanilla is the undeveloped fruit of an orchid, and cumin also comes from seeds. If you have herbs in your garden and want to harvest them, most herbs can be cut and used fresh throughout the growing season, and again, they can be harvested, dried, and stored for use during the winter months. Many leafy herbs, such as sage, rosemary, and basil, can be harvested when their flower buds are just beginning to open. The oils in the leaves give each herb its distinctive flavor and aroma are at their maximum levels at this stage of growth and will provide maximum flavor. You want to remove approximately one-third of the current year's growth on perennial herbs, whereas annual herbs can be cut back more severely. Make the cuts on annuals approximately 4 to 6 inches above the soil. Annuals can be cut at ground level when harvesting in the fall before the first frost if you don't expect them to come back. Most annual and perennial herbs can be harvested in midsummer and again in the fall to get a double harvest. In general, herbs should be harvested early in the morning after the dew has evaporated, but before the sun becomes hot. After harvesting, rinse the herbs in cool water, shake off excess, and place on a paper towel to dry for a few minutes before using. For more information on gardening and tips on how to use many of the fresh fruits of our gardens this time of year, be sure and check out the Iowa State University Extension website. You can check out the horticulture and home pest news for tips on yard and gardening, as well as frequently asked questions in the garden for this time of year. You can also check out our Spend Smart, Eat Smart, and Answer Line websites for tips on preparing and drying many of the fresh fruits and vegetables you find in the garden this time of year, as well as some tasty recipes for seasonal produce to make the most of your garden bounty. As always, if you'd like to know about upcoming events happening here in Cass County, we encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website. Lots of resources there. You can also follow us on our social media channels. Give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.